Yeah, it's good. It's good to be home. It was a long way away, a long time away, sorry. Yeah, it's good to be home.
Special to see your wife and son as well.
Yeah. The two girls are at school, so we get to pick them up this afternoon. So that'll be good as well. Just to get home and some sense of normality as well, some routine. It'll be nice in the next couple of days.
And an added bonus, I guess, of no quarantine. How much does that help, given you've already done a stint of it before?
it's very huge. I think we were lucky last time to get the exemption, and you know, things were reasonably cruisy with it, but it's certainly nice to be able to have a bit of freedom. Yeah, it wasn't the greatest start to the game. It was went pear-shaped pretty quickly, but the second half was really good. And it's in this league, if you don't turn up to play, what happened in the first half can happen. It was just nice to turn around. It was all defense. That third quarter, I think, to be honest, it was spearheaded by Bryce. I think Bryce, he does a lot of things offensively that, you know, a lot of people talk about, but I think he's exceptionally underrated as a defensive player as well. So, just a few stops, and then we got on a roll and pretty much did what they did to us in the third quarter. Yeah, I mean, I think it always helps. You know, we usually use the preseason to do something like that. We'll get away for 10 days or go somewhere, and we obviously didn't get that opportunity this year. So to do that, you know, other teams obviously did the same. They were there for 4 weeks, but it's nice to be around the guys day in, day out. You learn about them off the court as well, and just hang out. And that's half the battle in this league, I think, is team chemistry and getting along and, you know, just genuinely liking your teammate.
Living in a hotel for 6 weeks, back here, the sun's out, a bit of fresh air. What's the first thing you're
going to do? Probably mow the lawn. The missus mowed the lawn a couple of times, but she didn't do the edging. So I'm not complaining. She, three kids, she was exceptional throughout it all, as were the other partners. To have three kids and, you know, it's a tough gig by yourself. We don't have too much help over here, so she was an absolute trooper through it.
Sounds like take pride in the lawn as well. Are you worried about the state of it?
No, it's been good. I've heard we've had a bit of rain, so hopefully it's all right. Oh, I don't think I'm claiming that by any means. I'm definitely not claiming that. I'll claim the NBL Cup, but it was a little part of the season. It was nice to win it, but I think... everyone's in agreement we've got bigger fish to fry, and those games count towards the season. So, hopefully we can continue the good form.
You do a mini reset now. You're home, you're back in front of your fans, that's gone, and you've got a couple as a genuine cut-off point. Do you talk about new season, new block or anything like that?
We haven't spoken about it yet. It was a nice kind of, I guess, culmination, that final game and winning it and, getting home. So you could use it as a bit of a break. We get kind of 2 days off now just to spend time with the family that we missed over the last 6 weeks. So I guess you could use that. I mean, we'll speak about it when we come back to practice and, hopefully get rolling again. I think it worked pretty well. The NBL did a great job in organising it. I'm sure it was a logistical nightmare getting 18 or 9 teams there and, what's going to happen in Australia and borders and what have you. I think it was really well run. I'm not sure if it's going to be a permanent thing. I'm not sure if it needs to be a permanent thing, but I think the boys enjoyed themselves. Obviously, it was tough being away, but I think it was a really good concept.
Did you get to have a beer last night with the team? A bit of a celebration considering you had a few days off the week?
Yeah, just a quiet one. As you said, it was kind of like the end of that time away, 6 weeks away, and just to relax and kind of have some pizzas and just relax around the boys. It was good.
NBL Cup's done, but I guess the goal is the repeat. Going to Melbourne and coming back in our second on the table, just 1 week behind Melbourne United. Is it almost the dream sort of 6 weeks in terms of what you were able to achieve in terms of the grading?
As we said before, the NBL Cup was just a little snippet of the season, and they all count towards the season. And I think, if you told us when we're going over, we'll come back in this position, I think we'd take it. We played some good basketball. I think we learned a few things and spent some time together, and that's all you can really ask. And I think we came back a better team.
RAC Arena, when do you get to have a shoot around there ahead of Friday night?
Oh, I'm actually not sure. Today's Monday. I think we have Tuesday off as well, so we'll train Wednesday, Thursday, gear up for Friday. I'm not sure where the practices are. They'll either be at Bendad or the arena, but you know, everyone's played there now. Most of the guys are familiar, so I don't think it's really too important where we practice.
Is there any chance of potentially some distractions creeping in? Obviously, when you're in Melbourne, you're in that hotel, it's pretty simple. It's wake up, train, play, and now you're back here with the family, friends. You can obviously do a lot more. Is there any distractions at all that can come through?
Oh, look, it hasn't been spoken about. I don't think so. It's just life is normal now. If you want to call that a distraction, but it's family is normal and hopefully, as I said, a bit of routine, a bit of normality. So, if you want to call that a distraction, then maybe it is, but I guess it's a good distraction and might make guys play better. So we'll see.